Going. Going.
Run, run. Run, run. Run, run.
Jumpa. Do you like that?
We left Fred Dibner and his family and camped for the night at Altrincham on their annual epic journey from their home in Bolton to a steam rally at Chelford. Now, as the heat of a new day rose, they left the familiar industrial landscape behind them and set course for the foreign fields of Cheshire. 80 gallons of water in the tank, 500 weight of coal under the bed, rolling onwards at a relentless 5 miles an hour.
You sometimes get a great pile up at the back of motor vehicles, and I would say 99 times out of 100 they'll bear with you, but occasionally you get some irate bugger who's up the back somewhere hooting his hooter like, you know, I want to come past you. In other words, you've no right being on the road with that thing, sort of style. But them men, you know, just wait for them getting level and then blow the whistle, you know, and like with 200 psi in the boiler ripping through the bloody whistle, you know, nearly blows all his windows out when he goes by. There's a fella down the road from here who actually used to live quite close by me, but he made a lot of money and moved into Cheshire, you see. He's a bit of a wild lad, you know, sort of thing. We call here sometimes on our way by. Nearly always ends up as a booze-up, you know, and getting in trouble with the wives, like.
Long.
It's over. Come on, get up.
Come on.
Auntie Maisie, yeah? Get me handbag and some clean trousers for Caroline.
You feel all right, Andy? Bloody roads are bumpy outside, isn't it?
Oh,
hey, Alison,
present,
you
come
down
that one. Thanks.
Yeah, full of bloody potholes. You know, you want the rate reduction.
You're talking to me.
No, stop round the corner.
You told me about me.
Yeah, but yeah.
I'm going to have a go with you.
Well, this last night, we stopped at some
navigation. Who brought the dog? Is it me? Yeah. Just what you want.
Oh,
dog.
She gets on well.
Little randy dog.
They wash my new jeans, aren't they?
These were clean on this morning.
There's a machine over there, clearing rubble, and all she could hear one morning was...
I won't have another dinner. With the knobs at the swamp.
Are you driving then?
That was a very nice place. You know, if I played golf and I'm any interest in steam engines, you know, I might live somewhere like that. But you can't have a forge in your back garden and live in a £100,000 house, you know, sort of thing. Like where I live, I can make as much row as I want, and next door they have double glazing, so. And then the bloke next door to them, he's a budding do-it-yourself man, and he's always hammering till 10 o'clock at night, you know, and so I think the chances of having a complaint from the town hall are next door to nil. But if you lived in an £100,000 house, you know, the type of people that buy them want peace, tranquility, and don't want a boilermaker shop in the bloody backyard next door, do they? To me, it's rather boring driving along in all these fields, you know, because to me, one field looks much same as t'other, and sort of the, you know, the trees. I mean, I know, like, oak trees and ash trees and elm trees, and sort of one elm tree looks very much like another elm tree and all, and, you know, you can have too many of them. I mean, factory chimneys aren't like that. They're all different. Sometimes they wear it very well, the kids in the wagon at the back. Now, they're all great nature lovers, you know, they like cows and horses and sheep, and like they'd prefer the country to the in the towns, you know. They're all very dedicated to animals, not steam engines, you know. Sooner have an horse than a steam engine. I can't afford an horse. The rule book says, believe it or not, that, you know, on sight of an approaching horse, you have to stop a steam engine and it mustn't emit any smoke, which I'm afraid we are doing. Come on, kids, you're all right. Come on. Come on, boy.
I'm ready for this.
Yes.
I'm
older,
yeah.
Come on, chick. Get on with it. Long way to go yet. Do you go?
How many gallons of water does it take?
Oh, for about 8 miles, it takes about 80 gallons. All the way to Cork.
How often do you fill it up?
Every 8 miles. Yeah.
Do you use a lot of coal?
Well, not really. Sort of. We come all the way from Bolton, which is maybe 25 miles from here or something like that, on about, what, 500 weight.
Is it hard to steer it?
No, not really. When it's going along, when it's moving, you can do it with your finger. But when it stops, whoa, it's very hard, you know. You've got, really got to take about 10 minutes to get full lock on, you know. Right. You like steam engines?
Yes.
Oh, because they're very dirty things, you see. On a big, long journey like we've come on, you know, I mean, now, if you look at the stair timing, you know, this is me setting clean shirts, and this morning at 7 o'clock it were white, this shirt. And they shake up all your bones and make your tea jump up and down when you're at it. Steamrollers, like, you get some engines with very badly worn gear in that you can't speak to anybody who's within, like, a foot of your head, you know, sort of thing. You've got to converse in, like, sign language, and some of them are so bloody noisy that you can hear them 2 miles away. Mine, when I first got it 15 years ago, it were particularly bad, you know. Well, I remember doing 20 mile on it, and afterwards you would get in the Land Rover. And, like, Land Rovers, even in good order, are pretty noisy vehicles when you're travelling in one. And you couldn't hear the engine running all the way home, all the way back for 20 miles. You were stone deaf, you know. I don't know whether it's done me any great deal of harm, you know. I don't think the oil does you more harm than anything, you know, because it buzzes in your eyes and makes them smart, you know, and sort of. And it's one good way of knowing whether the thing's running right or not, because when it changes from just nice and warm to red hot, you know, there's some trouble afoot, like there's something getting warm and it burns, you know, and goes straight through your shirt, sort of thing. I'm in trouble.
Chance to go on the toilet.
There must be some nice person round here who let you.
Well, she said she doesn't like going in some days. I spell going back on this door.
I've got toilet too.
And I do.
And I do.
I've been filmed.
So what should I do?
There's a nice man stood there. He has his own flagpole. He might have his own toilet.
And they said it's all right.
Too much sunshine, really, is a bit rotten for driving steamrollers. You see, after a full day of it being steamed up, the whole lot's red hot. Even the footplate that you're standing on, your bloody feet are stuck to the bottom of your boots and sweaty. It's not a very good weather at all for driving steam engines. Too much hot sun. Nice going along in the rain, you know, because it cools everything down and we've got a good roof over the top. And it's just when you've got to stop for water and things like that that it gets a bit unpleasant. And also, going up big hills, you've got to watch that, you know, the thing doesn't lose its feet, you know, or start skidding. Because, you know, there's no rubber tyres, it's just the iron on the road. And going down a big hill, you know, you must not run over like manhole covers or anything with the wheel that's driving the thing, because once it's got a chance to start slurring, it'll slur, you know. But we've got very good brakes on the van that will actually hold the engine back, so, you know, I'm very confident about any hill sort of thing. Along with these things, and you meet all sorts of strange people, you know. Some of them end up like friends for life sort of thing. People around the next corner that we're going to call on, we met about 4 or 5 years ago. We were grovelling in the road, filling the thing up with water, when these party of people appeared out of a converted barn, you know, a very swanky place. So every year after that, we've called here and they always give us a can of beer and 20 fags and use the toilets and all that sort of thing.
Don't do it up then, you're all right.
I know.
How stupid.
I bet you're glad you weren't born last night.
Well, I know it rained here and all, didn't it? Yeah.
How long have you been on the road?
Is this the same as well, we set off like day before yesterday.
No?
Can we use your loo?
Yes.
Who would like to go? Shall I take one?
All right.
I inquired about the coal, by the way, if you're short of coal. The nearest depot is Macclesfield.
I'm coming with you. You hang on to me.
Macclesfield. It's not smokeless, is it?
Oh, no, I've got smokeless as well. So, which is the loo party?
They've gone.
I've gone up.
Come in.
Go on.
Nice to see you again.
Yes.
Ah. Come in.
She just missed it.
Lorna. I'll just put the brakes.
Can you get me calm?
I know it's against your principles. Yeah.
After driving this for 40 miles, you can drink anything.
Catch a glass of water because.
No. I've seen enough of that today. I've had two disasters with this steamroller. One day I had this mountain of stones, you see, that a very posh restaurant decided they'd buy a load off me for 60 quid. And I said to them, like, I'll deliver it by steam with my steam engine. So we loaded this big trailer up. The trailer weighed 3.5 tons and it had no brakes on it. And we must have put about 20 odd tons on the trailer. And we set off for this place. And it's outside of Bolton on the moors, and the road is very steep, you know, about 1 in 7 or something like that. Anyway, we made it, burnt all the paint off the funnel, but we were there. And it took us 2 hours to unload the bloody thing, turn the engine round, lit the lamps, because it was going dark Sunday evening, and this down this big hill. And I decided, you know, the crankshaft were going round a bit too fast, so screwed the brakes on a bit, and it picked its feet up. That means, like, instead of wheels going round, you know, it was slurring like a big sledge, you see. And it was going, like, from one side of the road to the other. Anyway, by this time, we're doing about 25 mile an hour down this hill. Halfway down the hill, there's a bend in the road, not quite 45 degrees. Now, there's no way we're going to get round a 45-degree corner. So if we go straight across and drop off the edge of the road, we're in a big field. But the field has even more of a slant than the road. And at the edge of the field, there's a 14-foot drop into the back of a geriatric hospital, you see. What do I do, you know? So I hit the pillar. Darrell slow it down a bit. So we hit this stone pillar, boom! Great rocks flying in the bloody sky. The front forks broke into 3 pieces. The front of the boiler dug an hole in the road 18 inches deep. The rollers, as look at it, hung on to the chains. If them chains had broke, the bloody rollers had gone across the field and demolished the hospital. It'd have been like the dam busters. Right, come on, we're here. You can get out now.
Where are you going?
Can Caroline come?
Yeah. Are you going tall, auntie?
Yeah, kids. See you in a bit.
Yeah, that were it. Well, no, we have a friend, Eric Marshall, who
he's on his road, Eric, if you hear him.
He grows radishes. Right, nice bloke he is. And he's... they used to call him the Radish King, so he got his own back on this fella. He filled his bloody coal bunker up with radishes up to the top.
Where's your dad? Have you seen him? Or have we lost him? Oh. No. Well, you can have a look if you want. We don't want him, so watch out.
Yeah. He put another gear on then, and he said it would give him one bloody chuff every telephone somebody.
Hey, that's a good one, isn't it? Bloody hell.
One chuff every telephone pole.
An express train. Oh, remember Ted Ashton when he were going along M62? He put a bigger sprocket on the engine shaft, didn't he? And sort of bloody thing and do about 70 mile an hour, you know, and going along motorway one day. Well, he set fire to a field. Caused about 3 motor car crashes, burnt a power supply down to a village. When they caught up with him 70 mile further on, he said, it weren't me.
We had some fun down here, there's no doubt about it.
Jim Boston.
Yeah, all right.
Poor old Jim, dead and gone now. Yes. He was there and we had a few yobbles around it, you know.
Yeah, we had some fun that.
And they were getting Jim's back up a little bit, like, and they said, we're going to get on this engine and drive. And now Jim said, no, your honour. And he was about 73 or 4 then, wasn't he?
Yeah. I had a finger missing, didn't he?
That's right.
Had a bit of an accident that was with flywheel engine. And oil.
No, he had it in the chaff.
Anyway, I tell you, he stood on his engine there, you know, and these lads were... You know, yes, we're getting on. They started. He just got out of fire shovel and he went bang, bang on both of them. And they carried the ambulance men come and carried them off.
I forgot to fetch my vegetable mat from home.
You can't remember everything.
Our chairman of the club, Dan Howell, his name was, he had a burrow traction, you see. And he decides, I was stood outside the gate, winching all the engines onto the road, you see. This farmyard, rather, not the road. So he decided to have a go on his own, you see. So he backs the engine up the field, top gear, like the clappers, straight through this gate. Well, when you got through this gate, you had to take a right sharp-hand turn, like this. And anyway, he gets back, has a go. His steersman didn't make it, they went straight into a battery house. Bloody hell, everywhere.
It ends everywhere.
They did. Yeah, I'll never forget it.
Oh, you know, Burton Wood job, when Eric first got his roller.
Aye.
Well, that bridge near Fiddling Bag.
Yeah.
Eric were at back and we were at front and we went over this bridge.
Aye.
The bloody great cornfield there, you know. And the bastard were on fire, you know, we were burning, yeah. And we were in pub having a pint. And he come running up road and we all like run back with bloody jackets on it. Put it out or else we'd have got done for destroying the cornfield. They'd have had it. Burned it all.
Have you a minute?
Yeah, all right.
It's wet through the quilt.
Well, pull mattress off shelf and put it on top of the tub.
Fred, pop washing up, ball laundry, have you all right?
They're all wet.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, it'll be that bad, will it? Just leave the bucket there till it stopped dripping.
Well, there's two drips as well, straight on the big bed and on the camp bed.
Well, put the bowl on the other one. No.
Well, I've got the bowl with water for the potatoes.
Oh, what about that bucket there?
Well, it's...
No, it don't leak.
All right. Yeah. I was just thinking how dirty it was to go.
Oh, it'll be all right. Well, it's better dirty than wet, isn't it?
Have you got a sail? A farm and needle, sailmakers.
I won't put this sun stop shining on it.
It'll be right.
Don't
tomorrow.
Worry, lad.
We're not worried. It's doing this ground a bit of good.
Making bloody grass grow.
the only way, Fred, you can find out where your caravan roof leaks.
Yeah, yeah. Right over my bloody bed, it is. Not fur.
Well, it depends which side you're on the missus, isn't it?
Yeah, no, she sleeps on her own on the floor. Oh, I'm all right, go. Not going fall off here.
That's it. Is the dog all right?
Shaking a bit.
Oh,
up on the top and then we'll spread it out
Tomorrow, the sun's going to come out, you know. It ain't going to be like it's been for the last 2 days.
I hope not.
No, we've got that sheet on the roof. It won't rain in on us tonight when we're in bed.
Are you still... You still not want to come next year?
I was tired when I said that, I quite enjoy it, really. Must be crackers.
Will you be all right to get in the arena and will they hold it tomorrow if it still keeps raining like this?
Well, if it eases up tonight, it dries up quick, this field, it'll be all right. But even if it pours down all night, people will still come. But none of the engines will move, you know, they just have to walk round them and talk to them.
Oh, God.
You know, there'll be no silly games in the field, running over oil drums and things like that.
Oh, God, because I don't fancy getting bogged down in there.
Yeah, well, look what happened to Billy Briggs with his Ford wagon. He got stuck and somebody come with a tractor and hooked it on the front and pulled the bloody front end off it, like front axle. He were a bit sick, you know. He didn't swear nor blame him, but he did that day.
Well, at least we managed with that rugby team when we got bogged down.
Why, yeah.